You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, Jesus observed God's holy days. Him and the apostles never kept a holiday. They were all God's holy days listed in Leviticus 23. Why? Because they all point to Him. That's why I want to go through God's holy days and Jesus. So let's pick it up where we left off. Next on the list, the Feast of Tabernacles. Leviticus 23:33. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." See, this pictures the millennium. When Jesus returns, He's going to set up God's kingdom, the millennium. It's going to last for 1,000 years. Let's read about what happens when Jesus returns. One of the things, Zechariah 14:16, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and then there will be no rain. And if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain, and they shall receive the plague which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of the nations that will not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses. The pots of the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook in them. In that day, there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts." So God is going to clean up our act. Jesus is going to return on the Feast of Trumpets. You're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb on the 10th day of the 7th month when He returns in late September, early October. Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years, thrown into the bottomless pit, like we discussed in the last verse, pictured by the Day of Atonement. And then, on the 15th day of the first month, the decree goes out, everyone is going to come to Jerusalem and worship Jesus, our high priest, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, and then on the 8th day something happens, and we're all going to observe God's holy days. Now, if you think you're not going to do it, if you think you're going to refuse and give Him the finger, He's going to strike you with plagues. He is going to, people are going to die. Now, His faithful are resurrected and given eternal life, but the people will worship Jesus on His holy days.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.